Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Mack reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Boudreau scores. It's 5-0, Indians. George Caster now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner is hit by the pitch. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Boudreau moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for George Caster. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. McQuillan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to second. Tom Farrick now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.